Blog Talk Radio.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is light, so we got the killers shook. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning to enlighten the sons of men. But the fighting among twins ushered in sin, and brothers been beefing ever since. Yah come in the volume of the book by the truth and sell it not. So we got these robbers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, and there'll be no sequel but the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refining the fire of affliction, opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the devil's contradictions. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise Yah, summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues withheld by these heathens. Yah, give me the reason to call them out, only misleading and treasons. A man's heart that was given to these beastless, no, we're not even back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what he requires for the draw, silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions over dreams. Slaves that were formerly a king will one day rise and seek the purpose of their being. The feeling is serene, the Israel is the prince who has power with Elohim and man. And no longer do we advance to realize the reach of the stars upon the shoulder of a promotion coming by Yah, who can take it thus far. Give him my Yadai, not a lot to the Almighty Yah.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
Singing Tehillah to my ear, to my ear.
I'm the messenger, Yah. From Babylon to Zion, my chains are looser in my mind, but out here the chase are shooting. The judge judged for hire, the jury's a straight liar. Just to see Israel fried up, they got our phones tapped and wired up. The police got you stuck, no one desires us. This law requires us to buy this man's trust, pay to get salvation. Who you playing? But I pulled your card, I seen your star, they false light. My spirit spit lyrics so cold, your frostbite, and that's the attitude from your murderous plight. From your races every night, and young boys shot down in the street, and they mom was tight. Your overseas call this the good life, like the hood's right. Back Zion, that's right, y'all, what that's right. Looking like Dennis, the menace, the demon, the finish. When the wicked fall, the meek increases.
Israel is free. Yeah. Rejoice in the death of the beast. The restoration of God's people. All your children will be righteous. Walking in God's likeness. Mercy and happiness. All glory in the land that God has blessed. See the truth manifest in God's blessed.
Yeah. Praise the mighty Yah. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah. Yah is righteous. Yah is holy. And let Yahweh be magnified. Once again, the Creator has allowed us to come before you another day, bringing to you his great, holy, and exalted words, even the words of truth. My name is Moray Yeshaya Yisrael of the House of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio. And yes, it is true. All we're going to do is tell you the truth, for y'all ordained me to tell you the truth, and this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yisrael, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah is our king, he's our judge, he's our lawgiver, and Yah is our only savior, and not just of Israel. Yah is the savior of the world. And I praise the mighty Yah for giving us this great opportunity, another day, to bring to you his great, holy, and exalted words. Seeing that we are in the fourth year of Yah's Sabbaths of years, because there's seven different years. That's all it is. In these seven different years, just like it's only seven different days. And these 7 days recycle, regenerate, repeat one. Not just the 7 days do that, but the 7 years do that also. With the seventh concluding the 7 day as a Sabbath day, where Yahweh will separate that day from all the other days. But likewise, Yahweh will also do that with the 7th year, where the 7th year, Yahweh called the 7th year a Sabbath of rest, a Sabbath of Yah for the land, so that the land can rest every 7th. And just like the 7 days are fixed, the Sabbath day is fixed, and it don't go by a moon to determine none of the days of the week. Likewise, the 7 years, you don't go by just, but we're going to talk about the fourth beast. But to understand the fourth beast, you must understand what the fourth year is all about. And you got to understand what each year is about, period. Of course, we have shared with many of our people that the fourth represents Yah's praise. Why did we share that? How do we know that? What scriptures prove that beyond a shadow of a doubt? And we show that, but we'll just show a couple more, because how can you understand the fourth beast without understanding the fourth? And we're going to read about this fourth beast, but I first want you to understand the essence of the fourth. Then you can understand what type of beast we're dealing with. For example, in the book of Genesis, so you can see this. Coincidence, and I may add, you're not going to learn this nowhere else. No one else will tell you about Yahweh Sabbath of years. No one else will tell you about and go into detail about what each day and what each month and what each year represent and mean, and how these things are ordered by Yah. No, you're not going to get that anywhere else. You're only going to get that here. So when we read Genesis, the 29th chapter, rest assured you're only going to read that here. And watch what it says in Genesis 29. The 31st verse. And when Yahweh saw that Leah was hated, he opened her womb. But Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son. And she called his name Reuben. For she said, surely Yahweh has looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. And I noticed this relationship that she had with the Most High. She didn't have to do a lot of complaining. And it's good that she didn't, because Yahweh don't like a bunch of complaints. He don't like that at all. You can go to Yah, and you can to him in humility and say, Yah, such and such and such. But he don't like no complaints. Because Yah clearly lets us know, as the sun rises on the righteous, the sun also will set on the righteous. So don't think all you're going to be is love. Here's a time to hate. I know people don't want to be hated, but it's a time for it. I know all you want to be is embraced, but there is a time from refraining from embracing. And we'll read that. But right now, it says when she had this Reuben, she said, surely Yahweh had looked upon my affliction. Now, therefore, my husband will love me. And that's what Reuben represents. He represents that she went through to receive love from her husband. And you'll find ain't nothing worth it unless you go through something. Watch the 33rd verse. And she conceived again and bare a son and said, because Yahweh has heard that I was hated, he has therefore given me the son, this son also, which was her second son, called his name Simeon, which come from the Hebrew word Shema, which means to hear. Shema Yisrael, hear, O Israel. Because Yahweh heard that she was saved. So her son represents Yahweh hearing. Only Yahweh wants us to hear Shema Yisrael, but Yahweh also hear us. But he's not about to deal with a bunch of complaints. And we'll show you that. So he looked upon her affliction. He heard that she was hated. And what do it say in the 34th verse? Conceived again and bore a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I bore him three sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And what do the scriptures say about Levi being the third born? That's how we know what the third represents. It represents Yahweh's servant. that would speak in his name. And who do that? Is it not Levi that represent the Creator? Is it not Levi that will join us to the Creator? Is it not Levi that's supposed to teach us the statutes, the judgments, the commandments of the Most High? And is it not Levi who will come near unto Yah and bring back his word? What you think Moses did? And what you think Moses was? Yeah, Moses was a Levite. Moses' father was a Levite. Moses wasn't a priest, but he was a Levite. And he gave us the word of Yah. He joined us to Yahweh. And that's number three. But watch this number four, the 35th verse. And she conceived again. And she said, now will I praise Yahweh. You mean tell me you couldn't praise Yahweh, the first son, the second son, the third son? Why would you wait until the fourth son to praise Yahweh? Because undoubtedly, she was inspired to know what the fourth represents. Therefore, she called his name Yehuda. And she stopped bearing. Because she praised Yahweh at the fourth. And this is what we've been telling people, letting the people know what the fourth represents. And why is that so important? Well, let me show you why in the scriptures that is so vitally important. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 42, we're going to read the A verse. It says, I am Yahweh. That is my name. And my glory will I not give to another. Neither my praise to graven images. So Yahweh, let it be known, he's not going to give his praise to graven images. And this is what's going on today, where many of the images, such as this false image that's hanging on the cross, and everyone want to praise this image hanging on the cross, or they want to give praise to this bald-headed fat man sitting in Indian style. And all over they have some type of image that they would like to praise. When Yahweh said, you've never seen him before, never seen him at all. We heard his voice, but we never seen him. So why would you worship, praise, serve any image at all when Yahweh never made known his image to the masses of the people? So he's not going to give his praise to graven image. And the fourth represents Yahweh's praise. And now that we here in the fourth year, you don't think this is the time where Yahweh, sure, this is the time when he gets his praise. Because this is the fourth year. And who do you think Yahweh will get his praise on? What instrument do you think Yahweh will use to bring about his praise? In the days of old, when Yahweh wanted to introduce his name to the world, and let me show you this, why Yahweh did what he did in the book of Exodus. I think it's going to be around Exodus, the 9th chapter. Let's see. And watch what this is. In the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter, and we're going to start reading the 13th verse, and watch what it says. Exodus 9 and 13. Because I want you to see exactly why Yahweh did what he did to Egypt. The mass majority of our people, they don't understand this. Why did Yahweh choose Egypt? What was it about? Was it that the children of Israel just so happened to sojourn there? And they sojourned so long that the Egyptians would not let them go? Is that what happened? It was just happenstance? No, that wasn't it at all. Watch this. In the book of Exodus, the 9th chapter, the 13th verse, and Yahweh said to Moshe, rise up early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says Yahweh Elohim of the Hebrews, let my people go that he may serve me. For I will at this time send all my plagues upon your heart, upon your servants, and upon your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. And prior to this time, undoubtedly, they didn't know that. The world didn't know that. The earth did not know that. Because Yahweh had not done such a thing like this that he was about to do. Watch what it says. For now I will stretch out my hand that I may smite you and your people with pestilence. And you shall be cut off from the earth. In very deed, for this cause, have I raised you up. This is the very cause I raised you up for. For to show in you my power. And that my name may be declared throughout all the earth. Because prior to this, only certain people knew Yahweh's name. Only certain special servants knew Yahweh. But the whole earth had not been introduced to him. So he raised somebody up, made this nation popular, made this nation powerful. This nation had a great name upon itself. Who can bring this nation down? How intelligent they were, science that was in them, the math that was in them. They built the great pyramids that can't even be duplicated to this day. The great tombs that was built. The great preservation that they would do with the dead. That thousands of years later, you couldn't even go see the bones of their dead. This was done like no other people, no other nation. The great writings, the hieroglyphics that they had on the walls, These people were great. Their knowledge was great. Their wisdom was great. Let me show you how great these people were. There's a scripture, I think it's in the book of, let's see. First Kings, the fourth chapter. Watch this. In the book of First Kings, the fourth chapter, the 29th verse. And Elohim gave Solomon wisdom and understanding exceedingly much and largeness of heart. Even as the sand that is on the seashore. In other words, this man, his heart was so large. There's nothing that you couldn't ask this man. There's nothing that this man didn't know. And I can assure you, if Solomon didn't know it, you didn't even know to ask. But if you knew to ask it, he knew to answer it. It says, and Solomon's wisdom excelled the wisdom of all the children of the East Country and all the wisdom of Egypt. Even Yahweh will even name the people there. For he was wiser than all men, than Ethan, the Ezraite, Heman, and Kokol, and Dardah, the sons of Mohal, and his fame was in all nations round about. But his wisdom was compared to the wisdom of Egypt. And Yahweh raised Egypt up to use them as the instrument that he would get his name throughout all the earth. And when Egypt went down, the name of Yahweh went up in the earth. Because then they knew that, my goodness, they look at the question. Look at this very question about, can anybody answer? In the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. Watch what this question asks in the 32nd verse, Deuteronomy 4 and 32. For ask now of the days that are past, which were before you, since the day that Elohim created man upon the earth, and ask from one side of heaven to the other, whether there has been any such thing as this great thing is, or has been heard like it. Man, what kind of question is this? Did ever people hear the voice of Elohim speaking out of the midst of the fire as you have heard? And live, have you ever heard such a thing? And watch the 34th verse. Or has Elohim tried to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations, by signs, by wonders, by war, and by a mighty hand and a stretched out arm, by great terrors? According to all that Yahweh your Elohim did for you in Egypt before your eyes. So in other words, when Yahweh wanted the earth to know his name, the instrument that he would use so that the world could know his great power, his great name, is Egypt. And what do Egypt mean? Bondage. And who did they have in bondage? Israel. But still, why Egypt? Yeah, he raised them up. How Egypt represents Yahweh's name? In what way? Well, if you go to the book of Genesis, let me show you something that, as I told you before, not only the congregations can't teach you what the fourth is, they can't teach you what the second is. And oftentimes, I know y'all go ask these congregations certain questions, and what is this and what? They're not going to be able to tell you. They're not going to be able to teach these truths about what this means and why this happened and what's this all about. This is why Egypt was the people that Yahweh used as an instrument to make his name known throughout all the earth. Watch what it says in the book of Genesis, the 10th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 10th chapter. And we're going to read the 6th verse. And look what it says. And the sons of Ham, these are all the sons of Ham. And who is Ham? Ham is the son of Noah. And what son of Noah is he? Well, he is the second son of Noah. But watch what it says. The sons of Ham, the very first son of Ham, is Cush. Now, who is that? Well, Cush is the ancient people of Ethiopia. This was his first son. But watch who Ham's second son is. And Mitzrayim. Now you see the trick they tried to play on you, right? All over the scriptures, you will see Egypt called Egypt. No. The Hebrew pronunciation, the correct pronunciation of Egypt is not Egypt at all. It's Mitzrayim. So why would they use the correct pronunciation and tell you Mitzrayim, but then everywhere else they would say Egypt, when they know Egypt is Mitzrayim and Mitzrayim is Egypt? But they will give you the correct name here and then try to confuse you later on. You see the trick? Mitzrayim is Egypt. And this is the second son of Ham. And what did we tell you the second represents? Yes, it represents to here, as in Simeon. But let me show you what else it represents. In the book of Genesis, the 5th chapter. Watch with me, or let's read the 4th chapter. Genesis 4. Because how can you understand the 4th beast if you don't know the 4th? So these are things that help you to understand things. And we're talking about the second right now, because when Yahweh, the very thing that Yahweh would do, so that the earth could know his name, the whole earth, the world, or no, let me just say the earth, not the world, because the world knew his name. The earth didn't. But watch what it says in Genesis 4. The 25th verse. Watch what this says. Genesis 4:25. And Adam knew his wife again. She bore a son, called his name Seth. And he only had two sons, Cain and Abel. At this time, Abel was killed. And Seth replaced Abel. For Elohim said, so in other words, Seth was the second generation, really the first generation, because they didn't count Cain. Watch what it says. For Elohim said, she has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also, there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of Yahweh. And if you look at the genealogy in Genesis 5, Seth was the first generation after Adam. Yeah, Cain, Seth, all them was the generation one. But generation two was their sons. And who came after Seth? Enos. And in that second generation, Enos' generation, then began man to call upon the name of Yahweh. Because the second represents Yahweh's name. And we already showed you in the book of 1 Kings, but I won't show you 1 Kings. I'm going to show you 1 Chronicles, the 2 Chronicles, the 3rd chapter, just to bring this home real quick. 2 Chronicles, the 3rd chapter. And this is what it says. Verse 1 and 2. Then Solomon began to build the house of Yahweh at Jerusalem in Mount Moriah, where Yahweh appeared to David his father in a place that David had prepared in the threshing floor of Ornan the Jebusite. And he began to build in the second day, which really just the second, of the second month, by the second, in the fourth year of his reign. See, we know the fourth representative's praise. We just showed you that. But why would Solomon begin to build the house of Yahweh in Jerusalem in the second month? Was he? Because what the house that Solomon was building represents Yahweh's name. When else was he going to do it? The second, because it represents his name. Why else would men begin to call upon the name of Yahweh in the second generation, the generation of Enos? Because the second represents Yahweh's name. And Yahweh wanted this name throughout all the earth. But now, Yahweh don't just want his name throughout all the earth. Now guess what Yahweh wants throughout all the earth? His praise. Now many know the name of Yahweh. But now Yahweh wants his praise. Therefore, Yahweh will use another instrument that will bring about his praise. And let's read about this instrument. It says, Egypt, Mitzrayim, was the instrument to bring about his name throughout all the earth. But let's read about this fourth beast that will bring about his praise throughout all the earth. Because Yahweh said he's going to get his praise. And watch what it says. Go to the book of Daniel. So we can understand what this is all about. Because there's no sense of trying to understand. No wonder people say, well, we don't know our years. Yeah, because they don't understand prophecy. And they don't understand when things will happen. And why things will happen. Because it's impossible to know prophecy without knowing time. You've got to know time. In the book of Daniel, the seventh chapter. And we're going to start reading at this seventh verse. Daniel 7:7. It says, after this, I saw in the night visions, and behold, a fourth beast, dreadful and terrible, strong exceedingly, and it had great iron teeth. It devoured in broken pieces, stamped the residue with its feet, diverse from all the beasts that were before it. And it had 10 horns. And I considered the horns, and behold, there came up among them another little horn, before whom there were 3 of the first horns plucked up by the roots. And this, you should have learned all about this. This was history. U.S. history that you should have learned about. And behold, in this horn were eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth speaking great things. And you should know who that is today, who this little horn is. And I beheld till the throne were cast down, and the Ancient of Days did sit, whose garment was white as snow, and the hair of his head like the pure wool. His throne was like the fiery flame, and his wheels as burning fire. Fiery stream issued and came forth from before him. Thousands, thousands ministered to him. 10,000 times, 10,000 stood before him. The judgment was set, and the books were opened. And why were they opened? Because now we're dealing with the fourth beast that Yahweh wants you to know about, wants you to understand, wants you to see. Watch what it says. I beheld. Then because of the voice of the great words which this horn spoke. Well, what did he speak? What great words? Yeah, everything is great. We're going to make America great again. We're going to be better than before. We got the best tests. We got the best scientists. We got the best doctors. We got the best hospitals. We the best in everything. Nobody before me made things better like I do. Nobody made money like me. Nobody protected the borders like me. We got the best knowledge, the best counsel. Everything is great. We're great. it was great, then we're going to make it better. Those are great things. Watch what it says. And I beheld even till the beast was slain and his body destroyed and given to the burning flame. In other words, Daniel's seen it all. He's seen the beginning and the end. And as concerning the rest of beasts, they had their dominion taken away, yet their lives were prolonged for a season and a time. And I saw in the night visions, behold, like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion, glory, a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. And I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. And I came near to one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings, which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I will know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceedingly dreadful, whose teeth were of iron, his nails of brass, which devoured, broke in pieces, stamped the residue with the feet, and had the ten horns that were in his head, and had the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even of that horn that had eyes and a mouth that spoke very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. In other words, the way this man looked versus all the other presidents, it's nothing like this man. I'll be here. And the same horn, that same one that was speaking very great things, who stout, his look was more stout than his fellows, made war with the saints and prevailed against them until the Ancient of Days came. Judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came that the saints possessed the kingdom, because it's telling you the ending before the beginning. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms. And little do people know about the fourth. The four is diverse. The fourth is what separates everything. Little do people know, when Yahweh made the sun, moon, and stars, what do you think he made them for? He said, let there be light in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night. And let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. But the very first thing they're supposed to do is divide. Separate one from the other. And here, therefore, Yahweh made it diverse from all kingdoms and shall divide the whole earth, not part of the earth, not three parts of the earth, but every corner of the earth it will divide and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns out of this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise. and another shall arise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. In other words, he's not just going to speak great things, but he's going to speak great words against the Most High. And what great words you think he's speaking against the Most High? He already said, I never had to ask for forgiveness for nothing. He said, I never repented for anything. Yeah, I pray for peace. I pray for people, but I don't need people to pray for me. This man done told great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and a dividing of time. It shall be given into his saints. In other words, this man has been president. Y'all don't see what he has done since he's been president? The world right now is in mourning as a result of his leadership. The world is. Not just the United States of America, the world. Because most people don't even pay attention of the very things this guy has done. But the watchmen, they pay attention and they know exactly what he has done and what exactly he has done to the saints of the Most High and any minority and immigrant of this land. To the extent that they've already started going back home as a result of this man. But he's not done. Watch what it says. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion to consume and destroy it to the end. And the kingdom and the dominion and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominions shall serve and obey him. Which let you know there is no other kingdom to come. There's no other kingdom to come. The kingdom to come is us. The kingdom to come is after this fourth beast. And we're in the fourth beast. This is the fourth beast. There is no other beast that will come. And the only thing we're waiting to do for is this beast to be taken down. That's it. But this beast is not finished devouring. He's not finished speaking great words. He has not totally completed his task. And why is Yahweh waiting for more? Because he's the fourth beast. And Yahweh wants his praise. And Yahweh will get his praise on the fourth beast. The beast that's devouring the whole earth. There is no other beast that have their embassies all over the world like this beast. No other beast. There is no other beast that have his soldiers and army men all over the world like this beast. There is no other beast that can threaten the world powers that he will cut them off. As this beast have done. And this beast not only have went to war with his neighbors, but he has went to war with people that had great peace with the United States of America. Now he's in all kind of wars with these people. Not the war of bombs and rockets. The war he engaged in is an economic war that makes people suffer and die. Because this beast right here, he's all about power to himself. And Yahweh has already determined purpose to get his praise from this beast. In the same way Yahweh got used his power to bring about his name throughout all the earth. For the cause of raising up Mitzrayim, Egypt, the secondborn of Ham. As a matter of fact, who do you think the father of America is? Who do you think is the father of Europe is? Most people don't even know who the father is. Well, let me show you who the father of these Europeans, the vast majority of the Europeans, in the book of Genesis, the 10th chapter. Since I showed you who Egypt is, the second born where Yahweh would get his name. Well, let me show you who the father of the Europeans that produced who you know as America. In the book of Genesis, the 10th chapter, watch what it says. And we're going to start at the very first verse. Now these are the generations of the sons of Noah: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And unto them were sons born after the flood. And even though when this first started out, it named Japheth third, and Shem first. Shem, Ham, and Japheth. That's because Yahweh placed them in that order. But it's going to let you know who the oldest is. The oldest is the first one mentioned. And watch who it says. Second verse. The sons of Japheth. Now watch the sons. Number one is Gomer. Number two is Magog. Number three is Madai. And number four is Javan. And who do you think Javan is? Well, they the father of the Grecians. And who do you think came out of Greece? Yes, Rome was born out of Greece. And who do you think was born out of Rome? Yes. America was born out of Rome. Who was born out of Greece? Japan is the father of Europe. Not all of Europe, but most of Europe. And particularly the Grecians. And why for? Because Yahweh will raise him up ultimately to get his praise. And you got to read about the sons of Javan in the fourth verse. Elisha and Tarshish, Kittim. Who's Kittim? And Dodanim. You got to read about these people. By these were the odds of the Gentiles divided in their lands. Everyone after his tongue, after their families, in their nations. You want to read about these nations, because that's who they are. And we're talking about the fourth beast. Because this is Yahweh have determined. This is who Yahweh have decided to use to get his praise. And you might ask, well, how will Yahweh do such a thing to get his praise? Well, how did he get praise or his name throughout all the earth? Well, he took a nation from the midst of another nation by temptations. You read it in the book of Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter. By war, mighty hands, stretched out arms, by signs, by wonders. This is what Yahweh will do again. But this time, he's not going to use do it just by his name. Yahweh wants his praise. And so what Yahweh used the very first time to do such a thing, he had somebody to come and speak in his name. And who was that? Well, the one that represents who he raised up to speak in his name, the third son of Jacob, the seed of Levi, who Yahweh will use to represent him. And who was that? Moses and Aaron. But now Yahweh won his praise. So who would Yahweh use to bring about his praise? And watch this, in the book of Isaiah, and yes, Levi will be a part of that, but in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, turn there and watch what this says. The 10th verse. And in that day, there shall be a root of Jesse. And who is Jesse? The father of David. And what is Jesse? He's a Yehudanite, which means David is a Yehudanite, which shall stand for an ensign of the people. To it shall the Gentile seek, and his wrath shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass in that day that Yahweh shall set his hand again a second time to recover the remnant of his people. In other words, Yahweh, the first time he recovered the remnant of his people was in Egypt. But now the second time that Yahweh will recover his people, we shall be left from Assyria, from Egypt, from Pathor, from Cush, from Elam, from Shinar, from Hamath, and from the island of the sea. And watch this 12th verse. And he shall set up an ensign for the nations. Who is this ensign? And shall assemble the outcasts of Israel and gather together the dispersed of Yehuda from the four corners of the earth. That's what Yahweh will do to get his praise. He's bringing Yehuda back from the four corners of the earth. And he's bringing the outcasts of Israel back, and he will assemble them and prepare them to go home. This is how Yahweh will get his praise. His people coming from the four corners of the earth, north and west. You won't do nothing but praise Yahweh. The people will praise Yahweh, because Yahweh wants his praise, and he will do it on the fourth beast. Because the fourth beast is not just in America. The fourth beast have set his embassies. And what is an embassy? An embassy is a house. He has set his embassies, his houses, all over the world, even in Jerusalem. As a matter of fact, in the second year of the presidency of Donald Trump, that's exactly where he moved the embassy of the United States in Jerusalem. An unprecedented move that no other president thought to do. They wouldn't even do it. But he did it. Why? Because he said, and the scripture says, he will speak great things. And that's what he said. He spoke it, and then he done it. And not just in the book of Isaiah, the 11th chapter. In the book of Jeremiah. The 16th chapter, talking about the fourth beast, instrument that Yahweh will use to get his praise. In the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, just like he used Egypt to bring about his name throughout all the earth, he will use this beast to bring about his praise throughout all the earth. Watch what it says in the book of Jeremiah, the 16th chapter, the 14th verse. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that it shall no more be said Yahweh lives, that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. You're not even going to talk about that no more. And why? Because Yahweh's name is in the earth. But now Yahweh wants his praise. Watch what it says. But Yahweh lives, that brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands where he had driven them. And I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. In other words, all the lands that Yahweh driven our people, he's going to bring us out of these lands for his praise. Furthermore, also, in the book of Jeremiah 23, let's see what Yahweh says here. The fifth verse. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days, Yehuda shall be saved. Israel shall dwell safely. And this is the name whereby he shall be called, Yahweh, our righteousness. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that they shall no more say Yahweh lives, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yahweh lives, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries where I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land, because Yahweh said he was going to bring us back. And this time it will be for his praise. And to further show that it's going to be for his praise. And what year are we in again? Yes, the year of his praise. And what year is that? The fourth year. And let me show you that one more time, just in case you might have forgot, since we've been reading these scriptures. And I'm taking you to this verse and that verse. I just want you to see one more bit of proof to show you we are in the year of his praise. Not to mention, we are under the fourth beast, whom Yahweh will use as the instrument to get his praise. Watch what it says in Leviticus, the 19th chapter. And yes, you're not going to learn this nowhere else, so you can go ask the other teachers, and they're not going to be able to tell you, because they don't know. People call me, I asked so-and-so this and that. Why? They don't know. Watch what it says. In Leviticus, the 19th chapter, the 23rd, 24th verse. When you shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then you shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be as uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. And watch the 24th verse. But in the fourth year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yahweh therewith. Why? Not the first year, the second year, the third year. But then you get all the way to the fourth year. Now you can praise Yahweh therewith with the fruit thereof, because the fourth represents his praise. No wonder Yahweh said this in the book of Psalms 113, the very first verse. Praise you, Yahweh. Praise, O you servants of Yahweh. Praise the name of Yahweh. Blessed be the name of Yahweh from this time forth and forevermore. And watch this third verse. from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. Yah's name is to be praised, yeah, from sun up to sun down. Why is that important? Because when do you think Yahweh made the sun? On the fourth day. No wonder he said from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Yah's name is to be praised. That's when he made the sun. On the fourth day. It makes sense. And this will also in the book of Zechariah. Turn there. Because now we're talking about this fourth beast. Then why the fourth beast? Who is this fourth beast? And what is Yahweh doing with this fourth beast? Well, you'll never understand that without understanding the fourth. That's what's going to help you to understand what this fourth beast is all about. And we're in Zechariah, the 12th chapter. And watch what this says. Look what Yahweh said in the 7th verse of Zechariah the 12th chapter. Yahweh also shall save the tenth of Yehuda first. Now, why would he say Yehuda first? Well, that's because they the fourth tribe. And what do the fourth tribe mean? Yehuda represent his praise. And didn't I tell you Yahweh won his praise? No wonder there are no more kingdoms to come. And Yahweh will get his praise in the fourth, because the fourth kingdom was only meant as an instrument for Yahweh to use to get his name, get his praise. Just like Egypt was the instrument used for Yahweh's name to go throughout all the earth. Watch what it says. Yahweh also shall save the tents of Yehuda first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against Yehuda, because Yehuda represent my praise, such that in that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David. Now, my goodness, to be as David is the most feeble of our people. David was a lion amongst the nations. And the house of David shall be as Elohim, as the angel of Yahweh before them. And it shall come to pass in that day that I will seek to destroy all nations that come against Jerusalem. So this is how Yahweh has purpose and designed to get his praise. And this is the instrument that Yahweh would do and use to get his praise. So ain't no sense of being confused about what this thing is all about. Egypt was just an instrument for Yahweh's name to go throughout all the earth. In America. And all her allies. Just an instrument that Yahweh is using to get his praise. And who will Yahweh recover first? Who will Yahweh exalt first? Yes, the one that represent his praise, and that is Yehuda. And let me tell you, the stars are aligned. When were the stars made? Yes, you're correct. On the fourth day. And the stars are aligned. The fourth beast we're under. We in the fourth year, which is the year of Yahweh's praise. We're in the 400th year of our captivity. And this fourth beast is already speaking great words. So you can listen and wonder, or you can listen to us and learn the truth. Till tomorrow. Yahweh love you, and so do I. Shalom.
Yeah. Oh, for a Tribe Entertainment.
It's the beginning of a new We ride for